Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
That all the earth rejoices. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I hear the wound of God on the line. We are excited and we are delighted. The Lord has allowed us to be back here one more day. You know, Saturday, please forgive me, Apostle. I sent a message to Apostle Washington because I was caught up in a conference on Saturday. And when I got home a little after 3:30, I had to get dressed and go into an ordination service into the city. And God used me mightily to declare his word. But we thank God. We thank God because we always got to be ready to do whatever God wants us to do when he wants us to do it. But we are grateful that we're here this morning and that God has already prepared you, already filled you, ordained you and anointed you and appointed you for this day. And Father, we just pray that even right now that you would touch the apostle, Lord, that you would bless her eyes, bless her ears, and bless her lips of clay, that she might see and hear and speak your truth, O God. Father, allow her to decrease right now that you might increase, Lord. Allow her to hear only what you say and speak only what you instruct her to speak, O God. Move by your spirit, Lord Jesus. Your word declares not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. Father, we ask that the words that flow from her mouth, let there be like fire. Let there be like a sickle, O God, that cut and burn at the same time while you heal, O God. Father, we ask that you heal all those that are coming on the line now that have any type of infirmity in their bodies. Lord, we ask you to heal. If it's, and that those that are having financial difficulties even right now, the government, we ask you to meet their needs. You said you would supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The government is saying 21 days that what they plan to do to these, the people of the United States of America. But we have to be ready. I say we have to be ready. Amen. Many things are going to happen very fast. Very fast. And many people are going caught undone. But the Bible said be ready. We got to be ready. Mm-hmm. So we just ask right now, Apostle Millie Jefferson, come on in and allow the Lord, oh God, to release that's already in your belly. Release it from in your belly into our bellies. And we will be grateful to give him all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on in.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank you, praise God, for another opportunity. Amen. Thank God. Apostle, Pastor Washington told me, and praise God, everything worked well. We pray for you that everything will be well with you. Amen. Amen. I will be speaking. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You are loud and clear.
Okay. I will be speaking this morning from Romans, the fourth chapter. Let me see. Make sure. Yeah, Romans, the fourth chapter. Just 1 minute.
I thought you said Psalm chapter 4, verse 8.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna. Well, I can't go there. I can go there for a reason. Don't matter.
Okay. That's what I put in the computer. No problem.
That's fine. That's fine. That's perfect. 4 and verse 8. Okay. I thank the Lord for that, because I'm gonna go through different scripture, and I'm gonna talk about the peace of the Lord, and the peace of the Lord. It will endure until he come back, but people need the peace with them now. They need the Lord, and if they get the Lord in their soul, regardless what comes or what goes, you can hold on to that peace. And if you ain't got that peace, you can grab hold to that peace. Amen. And that's what we're looking for, his peace, because we know his peace is in the earth. Like I said, his peace is in the earth ever since he got up from the grave and went back to the throne, and he stayed on this earth until he returned into earth. But it just so many things happening. You're hearing so many things. It's all shook up in their mind, their spirit. They don't know. Some people don't know which way to go. But we know those that is in the Lord. We know our way through is stay with Jesus, because if we leave him, there's no hope. Amen. But my first scripture is coming from Psalms, the fourth number of Psalms and the 8th verse. And talking about, he said, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for you, Lord, only makes me dwell in safety. And we know this is David. This was David praying a prayer to God. But he said, both me and you. And it was saying in the word of God, David did, and the Lord likewise laid down. He laid down with David, to rest. Amen. In a perfect peace. Amen. And we can have a perfect peace in Jesus. Amen. Let me see. He said, and went immediately to sleep. When the Lord laid down with David, David went immediately to sleep. Amen. Because God, the Lord, he is the Prince of Peace. Amen. He's the Prince of Peace. And peace. He's in us in faith and amen and everything else that we need. Long as you got that faith of God, you have that perfect peace in Christ Jesus. Amen. You can't really have one without the other. Amen. And then let me see my second verse. We ride it in the car. And God, just be with me. Let me see my chapters. Anyway, I can just turn it to. Okay, now I got it. My next chapter is Luke 1:78. Praise God. Luke 1:78 and 7. Okay. He said, though the tender mercies of our Lord, whereby the day spring from high has visited us. And we know that day spring was another name for our Lord. I mean, the day spring, okay, on high. And it's in Luke 1:79 say, to give light to them who sit in darkness of the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. Because we know Jesus is our Prince of Peace, and we know Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. Because we got to have all these things to have within our peace. We got to have a guidingness wherever we are going through, whatever we are enduring in this world, that peace, we got to have the guidance of Him, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And my next verse is coming from 2:13. Luke 2:13. And it say 2:14, I'm sorry. It said, glory to the Lord in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. And we know Jesus is at peace. But he said he's the Prince of Peace. Amen. He is the peace. And if Jesus does give us peace, and if Jesus give us peace, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He will give us peace. Hallelujah. Jesus is that peace. The peace, because he's the Prince of Peace. And peace will never, this peace will never return. Reverse, I'm sorry. We move in the car. This peace will not reverse. I mean, reverse from us, but it will stay with us until Jesus returns. Amen. Amen. Because when Jesus gives us something and everything he says we can have on this earth, it's going to be here. It's going to be here. But the mankind, if they reach out and receive it, and nothing that Jesus has spoken, he would not withdraw. But he said, if these things are going to stay up on this earth until he returns, because these are the promises of God. He gave us perfect peace. Amen. And we're going to John 20 now, St. John 20, St. John 20. Thank you, Lord. Go back. Okay. It's hard, but we're going to make it. Okay, we'll come back to that. We're going to go to Romans. I got it now, I'm sorry. The 20th chapter of John. Yeah. 20:19. Chapter in the 19th verse. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 20:19. He said, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the door was shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Amen. You don't have to be afraid. Because when Jesus got you, he got everything concerning you. We don't have to be afraid. That's that enemy that comes to make us fearful. Amen. Make us want to doubt. He want to take our unbelief. Amen. But we just get our heart steadfast upon Jesus. We got to believe him for every work's sake. He said the very work's sake. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. That was Roman. Okay, now I am going. going to Romans 14. Romans 14, thank you, Jesus. Romans 8 and 6, I'm sorry. Read Romans 8 and the 6. 6. Romans chapter 6. And now it's 8 and 6. Okay, it says, for to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because if we in Christ Jesus and we have peace, we're going to have life. Amen? Life and peace. To be carnal minded, you be against, you're an enemy against God. Amen? The carnal, you are deaf. Everything that contains, you walk around spiritual dead in a way, but everything that you're trying to get a hold to, I put it, they're going to become dead to you. But to be spiritual minded in Christ Jesus, you got life and you got peace. And you got life, everything that around in you and that you being partaker of is life. Amen? Because you ain't going to go out there and get nothing dead. You're going to get everything life. Amen? That's why we stay in the Word of God, because we know the life of God is life. Amen? We got Him. We got life within us. Amen? And we got God. We got peace that was in us. Amen? Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Because He said, the faith of the finished work, the finished work, the finished work, which is the way of the Holy Spirit. All these things came by us through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Okay, that was Romans 8. Now we're going to the 14th chapter, Romans 14. Okay, we're going to 14 and 17. We say, for the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink. Meat or drink ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom of God, but righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. The kingdom of God is not in meat, nor in drinking. Amen. But it is in righteousness of God. The kingdom of God really is in the righteousness of His peace, of His joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. It's a right spirit, a spirit that is in control by the Holy Spirit, will always produce righteousness, peace, joy, and not no argument. Amen? The righteousness. We're still talking about the peace of God. Amen? The peace of God is righteousness. Amen? The Word of God said righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. Somebody said, but mine said Holy Spirit. Okay, now we're going to turn to 14, 17, Romans 14, 14, 17. Okay, we got Romans 14, 17. We're going to Galatians 1, Galatians. We get there. Oh. 13. 14. 17. Okay. Galatians 1:3. He said, grace, peace to you. Grace be to you in peace from God the Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ. All this is possible by the cross, who made it possible, amen. He said, of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we're going to move on down to 5, Grace, Galatians 5:22. Okay. Now I got it. 5:22. We're still talking about the peace of God. Amen. It's the peace of God. But he's saying the fruit of the Spirit, because peace is one of the fruits. Amen. It's one of our fruits. It's peace. They say. But the fruit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. And if you're going to have the peace of the Lord dwelling within your heart, you're going to have the fruit of the Spirit. You got to have that. And you know, people say, oh, people always want to criticize and dot this out on a person, dot that out on a person. It ain't about nothing by dotting. If you of God, you're supposed to have this. And if you don't have it, it's available today for you to get it. Amen. Because this is what the Lord left for us. Amen. He left love, because love, he was the love that hung on the cross in order for us to get that joy, in order for us to have joy in our life, in order for us to have peace in our life, and long-suffering, which no man wants to suffer long. But if Jesus suffered long for us, we got to do likewise. Hallelujah. We got to suffer long. Sometimes we go through things in life and seem like when we get out of one thing, there's something else. Even before we get out of that, there's something else. But we got to stand faith, immovable. That we say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We got to continue on, amen, being faithful. Have that love, have that joy, amen. We got sometimes, you know, so mercy. In some places, in some things, we can forget about ourselves. But there's some time to ourselves. But we still got to do the will of God. But what I mean by into ourselves, we're going through things that hurt our heart, things that will make tears come out of our eyes. And then somebody going to say, you mean tell me you got God, you got tears in your eyes? Yes, yes, yes. He didn't say I couldn't. He didn't say I couldn't, because even Jesus died Jesus cried when Moses died, amen. Not Moses, Lazarus died. He cried then when Lazarus died. So my peace in the Lord ain't got nothing to do with me crying, me hurt. But not sometimes hurt on yourself. You're hurting for somebody else. Sometimes you see somebody suffer. I mean, you'll suffer along with them, because that was a true Christian of God. When we prepare to put ourselves within that individual place. I'm not talking about singing. I'm not talking about them going out there singing. No. But the mercy, because God gave us mercy, because he was merciful for us. We can see somebody in a condition. I mean, it hurt our heart to sometimes bring tears to our eyes. But not only that, it would bring tears to our eyes. It would make us rise up and want to be a helper to that individual. Amen. So many people see people going in need. They're going through this. They're going through this long time. So they say, well, I'm going to go and do what I can. And brother or sister, you get with me. Amen. We don't have to have so much money, but we're going to put what we've got together. That is something, amen. I'm talking about have that love, have that joy, have that long suffering, amen. Have that peace, have gentleness, have a gentle heart, be goodness, have goodness in your heart. And most of all, we got to have that faith, amen. Amen. because that's what God said for us to have. When you have the peace of God, you cannot have the peace of God with not going through none of these things I have said today. But you can have peace of God once you give your heart to God. Truly give your heart to God, not halfway. So much going on in the world today, so much that so many people don't understand. And now, I have talked to this woman throughout this weekend. Now, some of them begin to say some of the things I had said a long time ago, and I have to say glory to God. I ain't quick to say, I told you so, but I just say glory to God. So many begin to say, out of all the things begin to go on in the world, but things happen behind each other, sign of the judgment. People need to open their eyes, the sign of the judgment. I didn't say the sign that he's coming, because he said these things shall come first. He said, let us know in the book of Matthew, he said, these are the beginning of sorrow. Amen. And we can't hardly bear these things that we hear. It's just on the weekend that was the man, the floor came. I guess they washed him out of the car, but he just moved his truck to another side of town. Found the truck, then found the body. Hallelujah. It's so many things happen that we never have heard happen before. Amen. Even I can say into my life, all these floors, and we know we ain't through yet, but it's things happen, And when I was a little girl, I just remember one time in the area we were living in, we had a major flood because I know floods come where there is low zones, I guess you call it, low areas where people's homes are built on a low area. But more people that build up on a high ground, they missed all their water, but the water got them surrounded still, and they can't get out. Hallelujah. I said, these are the beginning. These are the beginning where God is sending pledges here and pledges there, but people's eyes still closed. People still got scales on their eyes. Now it's time that people repent of their sins. Now it's time they ask God to move the scale. When God moves the scales, they can see, hallelujah, because that's what God people can see, hallelujah. Once they was in, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Once they was in darkness, hallelujah, but when they gave their life to Jesus, open God, open their eyes, we can see that what's going on, hallelujah. We can see some of the things that is going on. We can see as a believer, God, I believe your word anyway, because I had to believe you anyway. Then I wouldn't have gave my heart to you. But I see the things that has been left behind. I always say God's map is out, and this the Bible is our reward map. And we can read the word, and we can see what's going on. And we can say, we know our Redeemer draws now. Amen. Hallelujah. He draws now. Hallelujah. But we also know, oh, yes, so much happens. And then our people on the point, well, it ain't going to happen to us sinners. It happens to the out, so-called Christians. Let me tell you about us so-called Christians. The Bible says he reigns on the just as well as unjust. One thing about the Christians, they know they still wrapped, tied up, and tangled up in God. They still know that whatsoever they go through, God's going to bring them through. Amen. And he's going to bring them through victory. And another thing, hallelujah. That sinner man, if he don't change his life, God is still giving them opportunity to change their life. Hallelujah. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. He said, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. Repent and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just praise God, knowing that we have our peace with our Lord. He's our Lord, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Elohim, hallelujah. He our Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. He's our righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank God everything that we allow for him to be, he will be that and more too. Hallelujah. Talk about having peace with God. People don't have time to have peace with God because why? They want to have a conflict with each other. They want to have conflict in the word of God. They way up no way. It ain't their way. It ain't even my way, but it's Jesus' way. And if you want to be on Jesus' side, you got to stand on the word. You got to say what the word say. Hallelujah. You can't bind it up, fit you. because of something that you want to do. I can live a hard way. Ain't no such thing as hard way. It's either the whole way or no way. That's why he said, hallelujah, he said, ain't no two, or can't no two walk side by side unless they're in agreement. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can't walk with the devil and God at the same time. That's why he hot water, I'm going to say hot water and warm water can't come out the same faucet at the same time. You know, I told somebody, oh, yes, dear, because some saints got two. They got a left side and a right side. I say you can't get at the same faucet hole. And then you break it on down out of this hot pipe. You ain't going to get no cold water and hot water because they be lifted wrong. And God said, Jesus said his word, he wasn't for us to be hot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or cold. And he said, you be lifted wrong. He said, I out of my mouth. Other words, gonna have it that way. I'm not gonna take it that way. Hallelujah. For what he did for the us on that cross, he ain't gonna accept no other way but the, his way, because his way is the right way. Amen. I praise God for that. Thank you, Jesus, that we can have that fruit of the Spirit, the fruit. Now folks want to look at it. Fruits. The fruit, but it's the fruit. Hallelujah. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. When you, okay, let me go back to the definition of the scripture where you said, but the fruit of the Spirit. He said, it are not fruits, I mean with an S, but rather fruit without the S. Mm-hmm. And they are to be looked at it. As a whole, a fruit, one apple. It's just one apple. Ain't got apples more than one, okay? Then it went on to say, if you get the fruits, we all come together in the body of Christ. We all can grow equally because there's so many mixed up spirits. I'm saying people want to get angry because you said what you said. Yeah, I ain't biting my tongue for nobody because the Holy Ghost saved me. He saved me. And when I see what the Word of God says, hallelujah. You either right or you wrong. You either in or you out. You either free or you're bound. Because you can't be two of them, two miss and two one. You can't be. You got to be on God's side or you're going to be on the devil's side. Hallelujah. And then on to the same scripture, he said, meekness. God, people be meek. You saying some of the people, hey, they put you on the same block. Temporarily, against such, there is no law. But he's still talking about understanding this, that the spirit is the whole, I mean, that the fruit is of the Holy Spirit. That's right. God's fruit, the fruit he put in us. And it's not in man, but it's in the Holy Spirit. Some people want to think, oh, this is mine. I got this and I got. No, you ain't got nothing. Either the Holy Spirit got you. Hallelujah. He dwells in you if you walk upright. Amen. But you ain't got nothing. Amen. My Bible reads that when Jesus was getting ready to go back and sit on the right-hand side of the Father, he told his disciples, he said, I'm going to send you another comfort. That would abide with you forever, and that our comfort was the Holy Spirit. Amen. He would dwell in your heart if you just only receive him. Amen. You have to repent of your sin and receive him. And some people say, well, I've been asking God for, oh, really, Messiah, you ain't got it. You need to check. Lord, what have I did wrong? Because you said, once I repent and ask you, you say you'll give it to me. Even go back into Acts. Hallelujah. When Paul was saying, he said, the Holy Ghost is for us to generations to come. Every long as a world here, the Holy Spirit is going to abide in the earth. Hallelujah. He's going to abide in the earth. And then when man's receiving in his heart, he's going to abide within our heart. Amen. And it's nothing hard. Amen. It just, you got a comfort, you got a leader, how you got a guide, whatever you want, whatever you feel you need. That's what's in God. Because he ain't going to work outside of his will. But he's going to work within his will. You got something, that spirit in you. You got something that will protect you. You got someone, that spirit, that will close you. That Holy Spirit will close you, will feed you. He will put you in a home, amen. Put you in a car. Put you on a job. He's going to protect you. That Holy Spirit is everything man wants. Hallelujah. Because God left him for everything that man wants. Amen. And he said, meekness, temper against search, there is no law. Mm-hmm. He said that, amen, that only can be developed as we are led by the Spirit. Amen. We can only be led by the Spirit by making the cross the object of our faith. Amen. It's not so hard that we can have these things, cannot have these things. Give God your heart. And I go back again. Yes, God will bless a sinner man too, because you say he reigns on the just as well as unjust. And because so many people get that wrong spiritual minded. Well, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm just getting just as mercy as you. But let me tell you, yeah, God will bless you some. Hallelujah. And even in your blessing, he allowed the blessing. Even in that, that don't make you going to receive eternal life. But I'm talking about spirit of peoples of God. Yes, even some of them don't get everything that they want here. But I guarantee you, all we're going to get here, we're going to get it when we get with our Savior. Amen. Because he's not a lie. He's neither a son of man that he shall repent. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to repent because he said it. And if he said it, it's so. Amen. That was Galatians 5:23. And we can only be led by the Spirit by making. People can't make. And people cannot be led unless you accept the cross truly be led by the Spirit. Except you truly understand the cross is the object. It's the object of your faith. And when you got faith, the object of your faith, I declare you can get the things that you want. That when you in God, it might don't come when you want it, but I guarantee you he's always on time. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the peace of the Lord. I mean, God is our Prince of Peace. Amen. Hallelujah. He is our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. And now I'm going to turn to Second Thessalonians. Amen. Second Thessalonians. Third chapter. This verse. Wait a minute. I went too far. I got it now. It's right. The Second Thessalonians, the third chapter, in the 16th verse. He said, now the Lord of peace himself will give you peace always by all means. Mm-hmm. And then the peace that our Lord is talking about, he's talking about a sanctified peace. A sanctified peace, amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said, other words, for God, I use the word begotten, but forever, whatsoever your problem, your problems or trouble that you get into in life, he's our peace. He is in the midst of our problem. He's in the midst of our trouble. Hallelujah. Which can only be given by the Lord. That peace. That peace, amen, given by the Lord. The Lord be given with you all. That means all can have sanctified peace. Amen. And we're talking about the peace of God. Amen. Praise God. And this is the end of the verses that I got. Amen. And I just hope that someone was got the understanding that God is our priestly peace. Amen. He's our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. He is our Prince of Peace. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn back into the hands of Pastor Colonel. Pastor Colonel.
Thank you so much, Apostle, for the word. What a awful anointed word. We thank God for that. God's word is always good. I know you're traveling.
Amen.
We ask God
yes.
to give you traveling mercy as you travel
yes,
and even ministering the word while you travel. What an awesome
thank
anointed
you.
Word. You know, people
thank
are looking
Lord.
For peace everywhere. They're looking
that's
for
right.
peace at the grocery store. They're looking for peace at the
sure
mall.
Will.
They're looking for peace in a man. They're looking for peace in a woman. They're looking
mm-hmm.
for peace in family members, but you can only find genuine peace
amen.
In the Lord. He even
amen.
Tell you the peace is not in it's food. It's not in food, meat and drink, but it's in it is in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's in the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Ghost that He gave to us. That peace comes with Him. He gives us that
mm-hmm.
peace. That's why that you can see a true believer in Christ Jesus. I thank you for that word. A true believer
hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ will always have peace. I'm talking about a true believer. I'm not talking about them so-called
mm-hmm.
believers. I'm talking about a true believer will always
amen.
Have peace. Even in the storm, they can have peace because they know He's the one that caused the storm to be still. So I thank you
amen.
For that, you know. Because we living in a time where it's every time you look around, there's a new virus. Every time you look
yes,
around,
right.
there's a new hurricane. Every time you look around, mm-hmm. there's flooding. You know, there's
yes,
stuff going on all the time to make you worry, to make you
yes, it's true.
Offset in your thinking. So you really
mm-hmm.
need peace, the peace of God, the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to have some solace, you know, so have some
yes.
some relaxation where you can become a little comfortable. Because people go, I went up to the car place this morning to get my oil. I was going to get an inspection. And the Holy Spirit says, why are you here? Why don't you go ahead and get your oil changed? You know, change
all
the oil
right,
so
now.
You don't have to come back to this place again. So I told the man, I said, why are you going to do the inspection? Go ahead and change the oil. Well, the man went and changed the oil and forgot to do the inspection. I said, well, ain't no point in me leaving here and coming back for the inspection, you know, because I'm going to be worried
mm-hmm.
with that. Now my peace is going to be gone because I
mm-hmm.
remember two or three years ago, I didn't get inspection. The police stopped me. I had to pay $50. I told my wife,
mm-hmm.
that's the worst $50 I ever paid. I'm never going to let that happen to me again, you know, because
mm-hmm.
so, I didn't go to the place on time to get my inspection. So I that's something that has me all through the year. I was saying, thinking about when September comes, I got to make sure I got my inspection. So
right.
I'm not going to wait till the end of the month. I'm going to get my car inspection because I'd be worried
mm-hmm.
about that. And when you worry, you can't worry and have peace at the same time. It's impossible. Either you worry or you have peace. So
mm-hmm.
I thank God for that. Father, we just thank you and praise you for this woman
thank
of God.
You,
thank you for how
thank
she
you.
Has searched the scriptures. And I know there was
thank
much
you.
More, but Lord, she is traveling with her family. We ask God that you give her back more than she put out today, Lord. Lord, cause
her
spirit, man, to be flooded with your peace. Oh, God,
yes,
and
she
thinks about her sister and her daughter and her grandchildren. Lord, I ask for you, give her peace. Let her know that you are in control, God. She is a
yes,
child, your
Lord.
Child, washed in your blood, filled with your spirit.
Yes.
Oh, my God, fire baptized in Holy Ghost feel and tongue talking, Lord. Let her know that she can rest in you. And the same peace
yes.
that she put out for us, showing us that we can have peace, let her know that she can have that same peace, too. That is hers. Oh, my God,
yes,
free of cost. Don't cost her anything.
We ask, God, that she would even speak to her family members when they're worrying about this and worrying about that, that she can tell them, look, you don't have to worry, because God is your peace. She is your peace. Father, I just thank you. I ask that you bless the airwaves, bless everyone in Africa and India and China and Japan, Afghanistan, yes, Pakistan, Iraq and Iran, oh God, in Israel and Jerusalem, God, Germany, France, Australia, Denmark, Lord God, Amsterdam, Lord, over there, oh God, in Brazil, yes, Lord, the Fiji Islands, the Philippine Islands, the Caribbean, Lord, all over the world, God. Lord, you know every nation, every continent, because you made it, Lord. Lord, let your peace that create the atmosphere and take complete control. The woman of God spoke about that peace, Lord. There's somebody worrying today, Lord, how they're going to get something to eat, Lord. How they're going to get something to drink, how they're going to get something to wear, where they're going to have shelter. But, Lord, let them know that you are their shelter. The Bible declares that the word, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Let them know they can always come into you, Lord, and find safety, Lord. Find peace, find joy, Lord. Find that thing that they need, Lord. They're looking every which way but to you, Lord. Lord, we ask, God, as they hear this word, that they be convicted to come to you, Lord God. Come to you, oh God, in the time of need, Lord God, knowing that you, Lord, is their supplier, Lord. Father, we just thank you right now. We just bless your name, Lord Jesus. We ask you, oh God, that you would touch a possibility sister, Lord God. Lord, we know you've begun the healing process already. We know you've started the process, Lord. And Lord, we know you said that he that begin a good work in us is faithful to complete it, even on today, Lord. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for healing her grandson. Oh, God, for giving us her daughter peace, Lord. Lord, God, peace, knowing that her son is healed, Lord. Father, we just thank you. We just honor you, Father, God, for touching the evangelist, oh, God. Lulu. Lord, we just ask, oh God, that you continue to fill her. Give her that excitement in her spirit. Lord, she loved to sing for you. Let us sing, Lord God, and glorify your name. God, we ask you to order her steps, Lord. Lord, give her the desire of her heart, Lord God. God, do for us what only you can do, Lord. God, because what we need only comes from you, Lord. It doesn't come from the world. It only comes from you, God. So, Father God, we are depending on you. We're relying on you, Lord God, to grant us the peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, God, the normal mindset cannot understand your peace, Lord God. They cannot fathom the peace that you give to a believer, Lord God. They say, well, everything going on around, is happening so dismal around the world, but how these people still say that they don't understand that all the things that are going on, we know that, Lord, our peace comes from you, Father. We just honor you today. Father, there's somebody out there in the world today that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And Father, right now we want to give them the opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord. You might say, I'm doing all right. You're doing all right, but suppose your number come up. Hallelujah. Suppose your number come up tonight. And for some reason he called you out of this world. Will you be saved? Will you be going into eternity with him, or will you still be lost, not knowing him? Hallelujah. Well, I want to give you the opportunity. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You'll find that scripture over there in Romans 3 and 23. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You'll find that over there in Romans chapter 6 and 23. The Bible says that that God commanded his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You'll find that in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11, that if you confess your sins, and that if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, I'm quoting these scriptures out of my spirit, so don't mind if I say. But the Bible also says that if you believe he that believes will not be ashamed, not be ashamed. That's Romans chapter 10 and verse 11. The Bible is so clear about Jesus Christ believing in him. And 1 John 1 and 9 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So you see, you got to believe. And see, God's going to do the work, but there's something that we got to do. We got to believe. We got to trust. We got to adhere to his word. And that's how we get saved. The preacher preached the word in the same text in Romans chapter 10. It said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can you preach unless you be sent? So we got to be sent, and we got to preach the word so that when the people hear the word, they say, I want that. I don't have that. Hallelujah, because the word will convict people to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't draw nobody. All we do is preach the gospel. You see, the word of God is, when you preach the word of God, the word of God will convict you and let you know that something is missing inside of us, our heart, in our soul. Yeah. Something is missing. I don't have that peace that the woman of God was preaching about today because I don't know Jesus, you see. When you get to know him, you receive that peace. So how come these people are so happy? Well, because they have a relationship with the Savior. They don't just know of him. They have a relationship. There's a lot of people that go to the house, and they call it the church, but that's not the church. We are the church. They go to the house of worship, but they don't know Jesus. They don't have a relationship with him. They go because their grandfather went, the grandma went, the mama went, the daddy went, the sister or brother going, but they're not going because they have a relationship with him. How you know? Because when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, your lifestyle changes. You're not the same.
Amen now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says it's that so you will not conform to the world, but you'll be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That's how you know you have a relationship with him, because you don't do the things that you used to do because your mind is changed. You don't talk the way you used to talk. You don't walk the way you used to walk. Hallelujah. You think
that's
Christians,
right.
some of these so-called Christians, they're doing the grinding like we used to do when we wouldn't stay. We grinding, you know, so you can feel the lust of the other person, you know. You start lusting for the other person. You're grinding on them. We don't dance like that anymore. Hallelujah.
We don't bump
and all that stuff no more. We don't do that no more because we have been transformed. We have the peace of the Lord. We have this mind that we live in a lifestyle that glorifies him. See, when you save and sanctify, washing the blood, something happened on the inside. It's not about the fancy clothes that you wear. It's not going to the hairdresser, not going to the nail salon. It's not about that. It's something that happened in your soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why you don't need stuff to give you peace. When you save and sanctify, you don't need money to give you peace. You don't need a fancy house, a fancy car. You don't need all that stuff. You know, this peace is something else. Money can't purchase it. Money can't buy it. Nobody can give it to you. Only Jesus can give it to you. Glory to God.
Amen.
That's why you say, peace I
Amen.
Give to you. No one can take from you. No one can. You sing that song, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. Well, that's the joy that comes from him. Glory to God. The Bible
that's
says
true.
That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You'll find that scripture in John 3:16, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible also says in John 3:17, that God sent his son not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, he didn't come to judge the world. He come to save the world, but he's going to end up judging the world. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? He come to save the world, but the world rejected him, so he had to judge them. He's going to judge the world according to their works, according to the words that we speak, to our words and our actions. So that's why we got to be careful what we're speaking and what we're doing. We got to watch ourselves because the master, the rabbi is sitting high, and the rabbi is seeing. He is seeing everything and he's hearing everything. The Bible says he sits high and he looks low. The Bible says that the heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. So he's tapping. That's why sometimes when he taps too heavy with his feet, we have earthquakes. Hallelujah. When he taps too heavy, because his feet is resting on the earth. So we got to live a lifestyle, but don't let God tap too hard. Lord, don't tap your feet too hard, because when he tapped too hard, the earth would tilt one way, tilt the other way, and cause earthquakes, cause tsunamis and tidal waves and stuff. That's why we got to live a certain way. We got to live to please God. If you're going to call yourself a sanctified believer, live a life that is sanctified. And the Bible says that men love darkness more than light because the deeds were evil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's in John 3:19. I'm quoting all this out of my heart. I'm not looking in the Bible, but I'm going to look for the scripture that I want to read. I know the scripture, but I want to read this one out there so I get all of the things. Yes, this is so powerful scripture. In Acts 2:38. It's so powerful scripture. Some scripture you want to read because it's making your heart just bear witness to what God is saying through the word, through his apostle. In John, and in Acts 2:38, it says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, understand this. Peter's saying that this. Peter's saying you got to repent for this, that stuff that's blocking Jesus from being able to enter your heart. The sin become a wall. It becomes a blockage that does not allow Christ to enter in, because the sin make your soul, the real you, becomes dark to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It becomes a blindness to God, because God can't look upon sin. So in order for you to, Jesus, I hear Holy Ghost, in order for the light to come in, we got to repent for the darkness. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The darkness represents sin. So we have to repent for that darkness so that darkness will go. Now, we're claiming now that Jesus is our Lord when we repent. Lord, I want you to come on in and sanctify my soul. I want you to cleanse me, wash me, make me whole. Let the blood saturate me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. That's what you're doing when you repent. And he said that the promise is because you repent, now you become a covering for your home. Hallelujah. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because you repent and receive Jesus as your Lord, it doesn't matter if you're male or female, but you become the covering for your home. He says, promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. Even as many as the Lord God or God shall call. See, because you open your heart and allow Jesus. Jesus said everybody that's connected to you have access now to this promise because of your salvation.
Hallelujah.
And as they're hearing you and watching you, they would find themselves saying, what must I do to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
What must I do to be saved? Because the light that's in your life is in the light that's in our heart is now exposing the darkness that's in them, and they don't feel comfortable. They want to get closer to this light. See, so he says for all that, and then he says, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation, or from this crooked generation. Then they that gladly received his words were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. See, when you preaching the gospel gonna cut people. Many people gonna believe, and many people believe every day that they hear Blog Talk Radio. We may never get to see them. Some country, we may never get to enter in. We may never get to put our feet on some countries. But guess what? Because we are satellite ministry, the word that we preach, the word that we speak, is going all over the world, to the four corners of the world, because the satellite system takes this world and take it electronically in nations and continents that we may never put our feet down. You know, I was able to travel to India and Africa because of this Blog Talk Radio. Somebody hear me preaching and say, look, I want you to come to Africa. I want you to come to India. I just had another preacher from India say, from Chennai, India. He said, do you remember me? I said, yes, I remember you. He was here in Boston, and I met him at a church several years ago, at least about 12 years ago. But he just saw me on Blog Talk Radio and says, do I remember? He said, I want you to come to this part of India that he is.
Jesus.
Do you know how God, this is satellite radio.
Yes,
Salt Lake
yes,
Ministry.
Yes.
We are the church, but this is the ministry that we have, that all of us have, that God is using all of us to minister a word that goes to the four corners of the earth. Don't take it lightly. The Bible says over 3,000 souls came to know Jesus because of what the pastor was preaching.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't preaching about himself. He wasn't talking about his fancy car. Well, at that time, they didn't have cars. He wouldn't talk about his camels. He wouldn't talk about his horses or donkeys. He wouldn't say they had all this vineyard. He wasn't talking about the cotton. He wasn't talking about the grapes or the apples or peaches or pears. He was talking about Jesus. See, as soon as we get a fancy house and we get a nice job and we get married, all we talk about is our husband, our wives, and we talk about the cars and the house and the community we live in. We don't talk about Jesus. Jesus. He is the message. We don't talk about the kingdom. I told him on Saturday night in the ordination, I said, so many people want to see Jesus, but nobody want to die.
Sure enough.
I said, you got to die one time. First thing you got to die here is die to self. We find it very hard to die. People want to be saved, but they don't want to give up the world.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be saved. They want Jesus, but they don't want to give up the word. That's dying. He said, if you're going to follow me, you got to deny yourself, deny your father, mother, brother, sister, husband, wife. All that's connected, you got to deny. Take up your cross daily. One day. Take your cross up daily and follow him. And then when you begin to follow, you don't look back. Some folks still looking back on their life. Oh, I used to go to the cabaret. It was so good. And we just start to fantasize about having good time. But I used to go with Sister Jane. And, oh, man, I used to have some good time with her. I wish, that's past. That is past. Don't look back there. He said, then you're not fit for the master's use if you're looking back. If you're looking back at the time you have with that man, you have with that woman, you're not fit for the master's use. Your main focus must be on kingdom. On the kingdom.
Amen.
Let me just finish this and finish salvation. He says, and they continue steadfast. No, he said that. Let's go back up to verse 41. He said, then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. We read that. And they continued steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. So when we are doing the scripture every day, very seldom we miss a day. We're here every day. We are breaking bread. This is the bread of life. This word is the bread of life. We pray. We fellowship. This is what gives us strength. Hallelujah. When we are feeling weak and somebody's preaching, I get strength. That's why I don't have to preach all the time. Apostle Washington told his time that I stayed off a whole week. I said, the Lord said, don't preach, don't teach. And sometimes I go for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and the line is still on. Other people are preaching, but I'm here listening. I'm being fed. I'm at the table. You see, you don't have to preach every day. Somebody can preach. That's why you see a lot of preachers don't grow, because they want to preach all the time, preach all the time, preach all the time. They got the building. They said, this is my building. God, me and my wife got this building. Don't even call God name. Don't even give him no glory. Me and my wife built this church from scratch. your wife built our building from scratch. That's what they do. Don't give God no glory. Don't give them no glory. And they boast about they get in the building. Me and my wife got this building, and we built this from, you wouldn't believe, we was in a tent. We was in a little tent, and look at what we got now. We got $1 million building. We got $2 million building. Don't give God no glory. But God said he coming back to his church. Not even for Peter church. See, he built a church on the revelation that Peter got from the Father, that he was the Messiah. And he said, the gates of hell should not prevail against that, the church. He didn't see coming back for John Church. He didn't see coming back for Peter Church or Theophilus Church or Timothy Church. He coming back for his church. Understand for his church. And first thing we got to understand, the church is not ours. He said, two more verses and we finish. He said, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and they had all things common. All things common. In other words, they were thinking, and they were doing everything concerning the kingdom. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only name. People say there's many ways to heaven. You will hear some preachers, many preachers, big time preachers, saying there's many ways to heaven. Some of them even say that people that sinning gonna go to heaven. I heard preachers that you wouldn't even believe. Joel Osteen, T.D. Jakes, they got on Oprah Winfrey and say even people that homosexual sinning don't go to heaven. Where you see that in the Bible? Where you see that? I mean, prominent preachers that minister to thousands of people having four services a day on Sundays. And they tell the people, well, if you're homosexual, okay, God going to let you into heaven. Yeah, he's going to let you in. You're going to enter the kingdom of God. And when you go to the book of Revelation, he tells you the people that can't enter in. The sin, no sin can enter into a holy place. Do you know in the Old Testament that if the priest had any sin, the first thing the priest will have to do is take the blood of the ram and sprinkle all over his robe from the head all the way to his feet to cover him. To clean him, make him clean for that year. So he can go into the Holy of Holies. The blood of the goat. God received that back then. Now he's not receiving the blood of the goat. You're only receiving one blood, and that's the blood of his son Jesus, the blood from Calvary.
Amen.
And once you have been washed in the blood of Jesus from Calvary, that's spiritually washed. When you spiritually wash in the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, you can go into the Holy of Holies and talk to the Lord, talk to the Father. But if you're not spiritually washed, you can't go in there. You will die. The priest will die if he been washed in the blood of the goat. And there was time of atonement. We just did atonement here in Yom Kippur. For 2 days, 3 days. You couldn't go into that place. You couldn't go into that place. Well, this morning I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus if you don't know him. Mother Grant just got on. If you don't know Jesus, this is a good thing. Good day. And we're going to do this quick prayer. According to the word of God, said that if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe in him should not be ashamed. So there's no reason to be ashamed. Jesus come with open arms. All you need to do is repent and say, Lord Jesus, today I heard your servant preaching about peace, and I realized that I really don't have peace. I realize that my spirit man is worried because I've been living my life doing whatever I choose, when I choose, wherever and however I choose. Today, Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you according to Acts 2:38 with a heart of repentance. And I'm asking you to forgive me of my sin. Yes, Lord, I acknowledge my sin right now. I've been living in the darkness of this world. But today, Lord, I'm opening my heart and I'm denouncing Satan and all of his agents and this world system. Jesus, I'm inviting you now to enter into my heart. Sit on the throne of my heart. I no longer want to be the king or queen of my life. I want you to be, Lord. I want you to take complete control of my life. Jesus, wash me in the blood that you shed from Calvary for my sins. I thank you, Jesus, for paying the debt that I owed that I could not pay, a debt that you didn't owe, but you paid it anyway. Lord Jesus, I ask now that you transform me by renewing my mind. Lord, make me like when Adam first was made in the garden.
Yes, Lord.
Give me a mind to see you, to see the path that you want me to walk. And I ask you according to Acts 2 and 38 to fill me with your Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
And I will live my life for you from this day. Mm-hmm. Well, if you just said that prayer and you believe in your heart what you said out of your mouth, you have just received the gift of salvation and the gift of the Holy Ghost, because that's what he says. And everything is done by faith. I believe Apostle Millie was talking about grace the other day. Grace is extended to us through faith. Okay? True faith. Believing in him, he extends grace to us, which is unmerited favor. That's what grace is, unmerited favor. Something that you have not earned, but he give it to you. Something that you have not deserved, but he give it to us. Hallelujah. You will find that scripture over in Ephesians 2:8-9. And that scripture says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So there's no need to boast, because God has given us extended grace, unmerited favor. You know, I always believe that a lot of times God is saving us and protecting us from things unseen and seen things. You know, sometimes we're going places and people want to just take us out, but they can't take us out because the grace of God is upon our lives. And the next thing you want to do after you have confessed your sin before God and before man, you know, you don't have to go in the church building. You could confess in where you are sitting in your car right now. In your living room, in your bathroom, in your kitchen, wherever you are, in the bedroom, on your job, you hear this, and you can just confess it. Acknowledge that you're a sinner. That's the first thing you want to do. David said in Psalm 51, he acknowledged his sin, and his sin is ever before him. He said to the Lord that he had the right to judge him however he chose to, because he sinned against God. See, a lot of times we think we sin against your spouse or your mate or your boyfriend or girlfriend, but when you sin against God. Because God didn't create us to sin. He created us to worship him, to praise him. Now get a Bible and begin to study Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts. So you get a gospel understanding of this awesome sovereign God that we preach and we minister about, that we live to serve each day. Study these books. Study means to go over and over and over. Some people just glance at the scripture and think that's it. You don't get it. When you go over and over, the scripture would be hidden in your heart. It would lodge in your heart. David says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against thee. You got to go over the scripture, tell the scripture lodge. And then you want to call up a pastor, preacher, teacher, someone that know how to baptize in Jesus' name and tell them, still, look, I received the gift of salvation. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm studying my word. But I want to be baptized, because the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, 16, 17, and 18, that you got to be baptized. You got to be. If you don't baptize, you're damned. He said you have to be baptized. Somebody might say, well, the thief on the cross didn't get baptized. Well, the thief on the cross was in a different dispensation. But in this dispensation, or this time, this season that we're living in, we need to be baptized, not only confession. But we need to be baptized. You got to make an open proclamation or declaration that you have been saved. That's what you're doing. When you're being baptized, you're declaring to all those people that are looking, that are present, that you have given your life to Christ. And before you go down the water, invite, when you set the baptismal day, invite your friends, your family, your co-workers, even your enemies. Why? Because you want your enemies to know that you're not living the lifestyle anymore. You have given your life to Jesus. Your lifestyle is changing. And when you go down that liquid grave, consider you going down into death, dying with Christ. But when you come up, you're coming up to new life in Christ, as he says in Romans chapter 6. You're coming up into this new life. You're not sinning anymore. You're coming up. You still got the sin nature. Understand it. All of us still have the sin nature. As long as we have flesh, we're going to have sin nature. I want you to know that. Because you might say, well, the preacher said that. I ain't going to sin no more. How come I feel this way? No, that flesh is still. That's why Paul said you got to put the flesh under subjection. Because the flesh and the spirit war against each other all day long. all day long your flesh is trying to tell you to do something that you shouldn't do.
Amen.
That's where you got to tell the flesh, shut up. Tell the flesh, shut up. Shut up. You know, tell the flesh, shut up. Flesh, why don't you go down by sister so-and-so house? Go down by so-and-so house. And you know they're down there drinking corn liquor. It's still hot. They're drinking corn liquor, smoking marijuana, and they're sex up and all kinds of stuff. She says, shut up. Tell the flesh, shut up. You know, I don't go down there anymore. You know, and once you do that, you'll get power over the flesh. The spirit will become strong. I thank all those that received the gift of salvation, those that heard this word today, and those that will hear the word later. We pray that God would touch your heart and that you'll not just listen to the preacher, but you will listen to the spirit of the word that the preacher spoke today and ask God to give you that peace. Tell God, I want that peace. Father, I need that peace. I want to have what that preacher was talking about because I never knew that peace before, Father. I need that peace. And guess what he's going to give you? He's going to give it to you. Because he said, if you ask, he'll give to you. But you don't ask. You ask amiss. You ask for stuff that don't build up your spirit. That's what he said in James. When you ask amiss. So ask for something that will cause you to grow. God bless you all today. And Mother Grant, you can come on in now if you're ready. Come on in and read. We thank God for the word and for the preacher. Come on in.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to everybody on the line.
Praise the Lord, Mother Grant.
Praise the Lord. How's everybody doing?
Well, I'm doing good, and the apostle is doing good. She's traveling, and we thank God for that.
Yes. Yeah.
She came home, my baby. My baby came home right after I talked to you all. I have a monitor in my bedroom that I can see when she come up to the garage. I watch her, you know. So if anybody calls her at the garage, I can run right out, you know. You know, because she's coming there, and then she got to walk around. But I saw her. I said, girl, I've been praying you home, honey. I told her, I've been praying you home. I told her, she got to go down, take Samara back next week when Samara comes. I said, you ain't going to go back that road by yourself. I'll be in the car.
You know, right.
Then I determine how I'm going to drive. But I pray her in, honey. I said, I ain't had no doubt. As soon as I jump off that line, she was coming. She's coming up the driveway. I said, "Glory to God!"
God.
I told her she would laugh, and I said, "I told her, I said, look, she said, baby, I don't want you to drive like that by yourself anymore. Cause if something happens to you, I don't want to have to get married again and have to learn a woman all over, learn a woman ways and everything all over." I said, "No," she was just cracking. I said, "I'm telling the truth, baby. I don't want to get married again. And now I got to learn what some woman like, what she don't like, and all. You know what I'm saying? I got to learn all that stuff. I know everything my wife. I know everything she likes. I know what she don't like. Now you're going to marry to somebody new. You got to figure. I got to watch what I say. I don't know if I'm going to offend her and get her mad. You know, I don't know if she liked it. It's a hard job. I learned all that stuff. 47 years old. I know everything, but don't say. I know when to shut my mouth, and I know when to open my mouth. I tell you the truth. I wouldn't lie to you. I learned that stuff. When you spend time with your spouse, you learn when not when she talking and she going out. I said, I ain't saying nothing. You know, I know what it says, but then you got to learn all over again. I ain't gonna try. I said, Lord, if you're gonna take me, take her, take me too. I told the Lord. I said, keep her, keep me. Don't leave her by herself. Leave her by herself. I told the Lord that the Lord's keeping her. She's doing for us. I'm just so happy for the Lord, how the Lord is keeping her. The Lord is keeping her good. I'm telling you the truth. The Lord is keeping her, and I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to have that woman. I'm telling no lies. Sometimes I talk about her and I start to weep. I'm blessed to have her. Because I'm telling you, I know the Lord gave me the breath that I breathe in my lungs. But I think without her, I wouldn't be able to breathe. I'm just gonna tell you the truth. She is my heart. She is my heartbeat. Mother Grant, She's my heartbeat. So I'm telling a lie. She's
good
my heartbeat.
You know, from the Lord. Yes, sir. Good woman.
God, give it to me. God, give it to me. I'm telling you, when I first met Apostle Washington, you know I told you that. I didn't know my wife 30 days. I didn't know her 30 days. I thought I wanted to marry to her. I didn't even know her 30 days. I just knew that she was the one.
Yeah.
I knew she was the one. And that guy said, well, you know, I don't know why you're getting married. You was a gigolo. I was a gigolo. I like to go to nightclubs and pick up women and go to the hotel, go to the house, bring them back to my crib. You know how we do what we used to do with the young. I used to do all that stuff. But when I met her, she changed my life. I think she was very intricate in saving my life from my addiction. Because when I got her, I want to do everything. I just want her to just love me. And I just want to love this woman. Never had to put my hand on her because I don't believe in hitting this woman. I don't believe in that. I figure if I got to strike you to keep you, I will leave you. I go one door. Say, you keep the place, keep the car, keep the cloak. If you got a header to keep her, you don't need her. Go. Leave her alone. Let somebody get her that's going to take care of her. You know, people say, I got to hit her. I got to hit her. No, you don't got to hit no woman.
That's right. No.
If you got to hit her to keep her, you don't have a woman. You got an animal. Dogs don't even want you hit them. They'll bite you.
That's right.
So,
that's the truth.
So, I ain't never, over 40, 44 years, I ain't never put my hand on her. Never touch her.
Man.
Didn't have no reason to.
Man. Doing 10.
Anyway, go ahead, Mother Grant, and read and read and read and read, and then we'll open the line.
My readings say never give up. Do you sincerely want to live a life that is pleasing to God? If so, you must remember that life is not a spirit. It is a marathon that calls for preparation, determination, and lot of perseverance. Are you one of those people who does not give up easily? Or are you quick to bail out when the going gets rough? If you have developed the unfortunate habit of giving up at the first sign of trouble, it's probably time for you to have a heart-to-heart talk with the person you see every time you look in the mirror. Jesus Pinnacle should you, despite his suffering and dispute, the shame of the cross, Jesus was steadfast in his faithfulness to God. You too must remain faithful, especially when times are rough. Do you want to build a closer relationship with God? Then don't give up. And if you are facing a difficulty situation, remember this. Whatever your problem, God can handle it. Your job is to keep preserving until he does. Jesus taught that perseverance is the estimate element in prayer. Even though good people may be bothered by trouble seven times, they are never defeated. Proverbs 24:16. May God and his blessed his word never give up. Amen. Never give up.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Mother. Never give up. That connect with our apostle word today. The peace
Thank
of the Lord. That connect. Don't give up. Don't give up even when you're going through. You can still have the peace of the Lord. All you got to do is tap into him. Tap into him. You can still have the peace of the Lord. Thank you so much for that word. The line is open for anyone that want to come and respond to what the apostle preached about, the peace of the Lord. Even if you didn't hear the word, you still know what the priest of the Lord does. He can still respond and encourage her. If you need prayer, the apostle will pray for you. The line is open. Okay, apostle.
Yes.
You can go ahead and pray us out. A lot of people on the line, but nobody is saying anything. Just go ahead and pray us out. You did what God called you to do, and
Amen.
I greatly
Amen.
Appreciate it. Go on.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank and praise you. Praise you, Lord, this day. Thank you again for our overseer, Apostle Colin. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for Mother Grant and Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington. We praise you for Deacon coming on the line, Lord. We just thank you for each and every person that willing to come on the line. The line is open for anybody. I thank and praise God for my pastor. I often say, you know, the Lord blessed him with the line, and some of the people have the opportunity, but they don't want to. But urge everyone to come, because there are so many people. God has called them into ministries, and they can't minister at their church. But see, God has fixed a way that we can minister to the world on the line.
That's right.
I think of.
Hallelujah.
Well, I speak by faith today that many are going to come on this line. Oh, all those that's holding back for jealousy, oh, God's going to put people on this line, people that is true, people that truly stand by the man of God, the apostle, amen, to be a blessing to him, amen, that he can continue to get the work in order as God has put in his spirit, the God of the Holy Spirit has put in his spirit to do for his people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for churching those that you have churched, those that you have healed. We praise you because you're going to heal more, you're going to church more, and you're going to deliver more according to your will and your purpose, Lord. I just thank you again for our overseer, Apostle Callan, and his wife, lovely wife. Never met her, but I feel in my spirit she is a lovely person of the Lord. Amen. And I thank her. Thank her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord for Apostle Linda and Bishop James.
Yes.
And I'm just asking God to be with them, oh God. Be with them, Lord. Be with them, because
yes,
he already
Lord.
Is with them, God. But the things that they hard desire, God, I'm asking you to open those doors up for them in their family. And
yes,
I continue to pray for my sister, for her healing.
Yes.
Thank God that my grandson is better and going back to work. And I thank you for that,
Lord.
I just thank you, Lord, for giving me a mind, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God, for ministering the word, Lord. And you know, even this day, Apostle, because I would have been at the house, I didn't know my niece had got this company out. They spray and do whatever they do. Probably, you know, keeping the virus away, you know, where children stuff in school and all that stuff. And she said, whatever stuff was going to be strong, and she knew I couldn't, you know, stand it because of asthma. And I was thinking, oh, Lord, right then. I said, oh, God, what am I going to do? I got to preach the word. Well, I just praise God for this obedience that he has gave me. He can't put it in my heart. And I said, well, Lord, I said, I'm going to get in the car. I'm going to preach in the car.
Yeah.
And so God just worked it out for me. And I just thank him.
Yeah.
I just thank him. Amen. I thank him. And I want to tell everybody, I love everybody from the bottom of my heart in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank God for this day. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Apostle,
amen. I just heard Brother Deacon today. Okay, she came on
say?
The line for a little bit. She came
she
on
did?
The line for a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
I heard Brother Deacon. I don't know if Brother Deacon got something he wants to say before we go.
Uh-huh.
I never like to go when I hear his voice. Brother Deacon, if you got something to say, you can come on in.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord, you are Apostle and you're Apostle Billy. Thank God. Pray God each one of you. Pray God on the word will have been released. They get a chance to take the script, but I thank God I heard yesterday. They thank God I heard the word of God on today. You know, always glad, always thankful to have the word today.
Thank you,
Jesus. The word of God today. And I just thank the Lord I was able to come and hear the message. You know, I just thank God every time that when I hear what I know you're not able to hear. Before that time I yawn, I don't say anything. But one thing about it, I come to hear the word of God. God, who don't wanna hear it, what I have to say. One thing about it, only God is pleased. God is pleased and he's satisfied. He's pleased with me, pleased what he heard. Like he pleased what the word had been brought today. He pleased everything was happening. Said one thing about it. We know everything that goes up to him goes up to Jesus. Everything belongs to him. Everything, but we got to realize everything belongs to God. Not the way we want to be. You know, it talks about God. It's all about God. Not about
Amen.
Us. How we are. You know, it's about Jesus. That's what it's about. It's all about God. You know, I said it a lot of times. It's all about God, not about me and nobody. It's all about Jesus. So I come and lift up the name of Jesus. I come and give him all the praise, all the honor. That's what I come here for. I don't come who don't lack me. I don't, you know, I'm not worrying about that. Only God is concerned about me. He concerned that he heard my voice of what. He concerned. You know, he not,
Amen.
You know, that's why the book said in the book of St. Matthew said, well, two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. That's what Matthew said. I'm going on what the word of God says. When two or three are gathered, God is in the midst. Yes, mm-hmm. He is in the midst. God is in the midst. You know, you ain't have to have a whole lot of crowd. You ain't got to have a whole lot of callers. God is pleased. He said that God is pleased. He is pleased what has been said. He's pleased with what has been said. God is pleased. God is happy. He's a respectful person. He's a person who will never leave us and won't ever forsake us. And if you don't believe, read Hebrews chapter 13, the fifth verse tell us that. In the book of Hebrews he tells us that he'll never leave us and won't never forsake us.
He never
forsaken us. God is pleased. He is pleased what has been said. On today he is pleased. When I thank God every time I come to hear the word of God. See, I don't come for that looking up to man. I don't look up to man. I don't look up no man or nobody. I look up to Jesus. Only God is happy. I'm satisfied. God is satisfied. When you only got Jesus, you satisfied. God is happy. He's the most. We need him every day. Not one day, every day. He's every time, God. Not one day, every day. And I just truly thank God every time I hear a word, the word of God. See, I'm not hung up on that. I ain't hung up who against me. I'm not hung up with it. I'm not hung up with that. Only thing that is concerned, God is most one thing. God is concerned. God is. He concerned. He ain't worried about. He ain't looking at how many cars you got. He ain't looking at how many houses you got. God looking at your heart. That's what God looking at. See what we got to realize. He looking at our hearts to get right with him. That's what he looking at. He looking at my heart, everyone's heart. He ain't looking at how we are, how the way we sound, how the way we prevail in somebody. He looking at our heart. That's how he looking at. He ain't looking at how great you can be a best, a better, a prayer warrior. Telling somebody, he's looking at your heart. That's what he's looking at. He ain't looking at how great you could train, bailing somebody. No, he's not looking at that. He's looking at your heart. That's what he's looking at. So I just truly say, even though one thing, I'm not a better a better singer than nobody. I don't put myself better than the next person because, you know, I don't look up to that. I don't think of that. Only thing he looking to look up to him, to look up to Jesus more, look up to God more, look up to him more. Not about yourself. Look up to him. That's what you look up to. Look up to him. You not look about how to wait. He not looking up how the way I play him. He not looking up to that. He not looking up to that. He not looking up how the way who can speak better than somebody. All day he looking at our heart. Not just truly think, even though I don't get a chance to say nothing, even though when I know I don't get a chance to say anything, even though when someone preaching, I don't get a time to say anything. Most time I be tied up. I can't even be able to say nothing, but I think God will be able to be on. I ain't worried about who don't want to come. I ain't worried about who don't want to hear what I have to say. Because I don't come for you nowhere. I come for God. I don't come for nobody but the Lord. I don't come for that. I don't come for man. I don't go for man no way. I don't come for no enemy. I don't come for no enemy. Ain't nobody enemy. That's right. But I don't come for that. I don't come to be negative to nobody because I'm not negative. I just know that right now. I come for the word of God. That's what I come here for. I don't know who don't, you can't stand me. I, you know, that's, but like I always say, hey, that's okay. Only God loves me for who I am. Only God loves us all. He loves us Amen. The most. And we better mean it what we say. When we love somebody, we better mean what we say. Don't tell a person that you say you love and then you don't mean what you say.
That's true.
And then we truly don't mean it. See, I ain't gonna say I love that. I don't mean what I say. See, a lot of times we gotta be careful how we take advantage of the word love. Sure, we gotta be careful what we say, meaning what we say, because if God hears us, He hears us. You know, He hears what we say. He hears us. No, He ain't hurt. Don't listen to what I say, because I ain't saying, I ain't God now. It's what God, we got to be careful. How we say it. We got to be careful how the way we say it. If we don't mean it, what we say. We got to be real careful of what we say. Because we really, truly be meaning what we say. We got to be real careful for what we say. I'm not trying to go come get nobody. I mean, they're including me too. They're including me. I ain't, it even me. I have watched that myself, my own self. I'm not talking about nobody because I don't come for nobody. I don't come here for that because I don't come here for that. And I just truly thank God that what has been said, I thank God for you. I thank God that the word went forward today. I thank God for each one. God's Blackhawk family. And I thank God for you. And a lot of time I can't even get my word in right together. Because only God can straighten me out. The one can't do it, but the Lord can do it. Ain't nobody can do it can straighten me out. Can straighten the word. He can only one thing about it. I ain't gotta be a person to speak better than the next person because God made me just who I am. Because I'm glad I'm happy how God made me who I am. I just thank God that what I heard on today. I thank God that what I truly heard on today. So I really truly enjoyed the word of God on today. It's always a blessing to hear the word go forward on today. And even though you might not get a chance to hear me here, might not get a chance to make a comment. I still be on here the word of God. I truly thank God for what I heard on today. And I just really enjoyed what I heard on today. It was the best word of God. God's word is more awesome, most of anything. Everything belongs to Him. It's all about God, and everything belongs to Him. I thank God what the word of God was in you. And let God continue to always tell, always, time and time, to hear you. Let God continue to use you. Let God continue to speak through you. Let the word get in you. Let the word go in each one of us. And I just really, truly thank God that what He's about to do, what He's about to bring, what he's doing. Because I thank God, even though I don't go for man, I don't go for nobody, I come here the word of God. And as long as I come on this church line, I'm coming for Jesus. The God who don't like me, who can't stand me. Every time I come to the line, come to the church line, only God is the one. God is the one. Have my back. Jesus got my back. I thank God for that. And he doing a wonderful thing on this church line. It's all about Him anyway. So we just thank God on the word what has been said. I thank God for what has been said. I thank God for you, what has been said. Even I didn't get a chance to write the scriptures down, but I go back and listen back over and over, so I get more understanding of the word of God. Because even Second Timothy tell us, show ourselves improved in the second. 2 Timothy tell us, chapter 2, verse 15, tell us. You tell each one of us that. But we just thank God for Second Timothy in chapter 2, chapter and the 15th verse tells us that. I just thank God for what He has said on today. I thank God for His word. And maybe one day I get more understanding. Maybe one day I'll talk better. I get more understanding. I'll talk better. I will release on the word. I was regulating on the message. You see, sometimes nobody just don't know how I can't get my word in together. So nobody just don't know. The one thing about it, I ain't gotta be a fancy talker. I ain't gotta be a big time talker. But I ain't gonna be like nobody. I'm being what God made me, where I need to be. So I just thank God for that. He made me who I am. I just thank God for it. So bless y'all on the word, what has been said. I truly enjoyed it. May God continue to God to bless on the word what has been said. And one thing, let me say this. One thing about it. God brought me on this church line. He brought me on here and listening to His word. And I thank God. To He said, "Well done, son." I just thank God on the word. Thank God. Let the word get in you. Let the word get in each, all, every one of us. May God continue to use you, speak through you, and give him more understanding of his word. And we just thank God always has had to give chance to say something today. I just thank God for each one of you today. May God have a blessing on the word, and let God continue to and speak to you regardless who get mad, who don't want to hear it, who get mad. preach the word of God. Only God is doing work in your life. He doing more things. They ain't doing things in your life. God is. He doing the more work in your life. Because people are always going to have who ain't going to want to hear it. So you just preach what God give you. You just see what, let the word work in you, speak through you. And you is a servant today. We just thank God what for that today. So bless God on the word, what's had been said. May God continue to bless on the word. May it keep you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen. I'm done. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to shut my mouth. I'm done. Amen. Amen. Anybody there?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Deacon, for that response, encouraging the apostle. You know, but I'd like to say this to you, Brother Deacon, that none of us are perfect. You know, even though I know a lot of scriptures, I still make errors. I still make mistakes. Even though I know a lot, I study a lot. Because my life now is about studying the Word of God. That's my life. But I still make mistakes. So don't even worry about that. See, God knows your heart. God knows your intent to do better. And now you keep connecting to him, he's going to give you more. Don't worry about that.
Amen.
Don't let that be a worry. Just come on, share what's on your heart, please the Lord, you know. And the Bible says forever his word is settled in heaven. Once you share his word, that's all. You don't have to worry about. I don't worry. I tell the God is God's truth. I do not worry. I don't even let it get in my spirit. I don't worry about how people feel about me or don't feel about me. That's their prerogative. I'm not going to get into that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to deliver what he give me. And when I finish delivering that, if somebody want to respond, they respond. If they don't respond, so praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pray and close out. Because I've done for that day what the Lord has called us to do. And the apostle did a wonderful job, even though she was sitting in the car. She did a wonderful, wonderful job talking about peace. And I know if she was in the house, she would have did more. But we know that she did exactly what God wanted her to do today. And it touched my heart. It touched my heart. Because when you talk about things that are close to God's heart, it touches you. It touches you. And God is close to God's heart for his children to have peace. It's close to him for us to have joy. We ought not be walking around with a long face whining about what people say and don't say. No, because we got the peace of God dwelling inside of us. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't worry about how people are going to always say, I used to worry so much. And I said, when I started studying the word, I said the people hated Jesus so much, he was doing all that he could to help them. Jesus did a bad thing. The Bible said he was without sin. He was without sin. He went with the apostles, man. They did their stuff. They drank. They did that. But Jesus didn't sin. He was without sin. And yet still, they put him on the cross. They accused him of sin. The Sadducees, the Pharisees, the scribes, they accused him of sinning. Against the law. He did nothing. You understand what I'm saying? And they put him on a cross. So what do you think they're going to do with us to say about us? Well, we got sin nature. He didn't have no sin nature. He had flesh, human flesh, but he didn't have no sin nature. Because why? He was God in the flesh. And they still put him on the cross. So if they talk about us, I said, praise God. They're talking about me because I'm sharing the gospel. I said, praise God. Mm-hmm. You know why I'm praising him? I'm praising him because they ain't put me on no cross. They ain't put me on the cross and they're talking about me. They're just talking about you. You see, that's enough to praise God that they find you worthy. My God, my God, my God. They find you worthy as a messenger of God to talk about you. That's all. That's, you know, that's enough to praise God for right there. That they find us worthy as messengers of the Most High God to talk about us, to say something about us. If you wasn't doing what God said, they wouldn't say nothing about you. You hear what I'm saying? They wouldn't say nothing about you. Glory to God. But the moment you take the initiative to want to live holy, to live right, they're going to talk about you. But she thinks he all there. He think he all there. I know who he think he is. He think he is. No, let him say. I said, Lord, I thank you. You know why I'm thanking him? I'm thanking him because I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who I want to be yet, but I'm not who I used to be. Glory to God. Because I want to become more like him. I ain't got there yet. I'm pressing, though. I'm pressing, though, apostle. I'm pressing for that mark of the price of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I ain't get there yet. I ain't get there yet, but I'm pressing. And I ain't going to let no devil or the naysayers stop me from pressing. Because, see, they want to stop you from pressing, Brother Deacon. They want to stop you from pressing. That you give them and say, you know what? I ain't going to have the prayer line no more. I ain't going to have blog talk really no more. They're talking about me, but let them talk. Keep talking. The more you talk, the more I'm going after Christ. The more you talk, the more I'm going after Christ. The more I'm going to open my Bible and I'm going to study. I'm going to study till my eyes get tired, till they get sore. I'm going to study. And then God will strengthen my eyes back. I'm going to study. The more they talk, the more I'm going to study. I ain't going to let them frustrate me. I ain't got time. I ain't going to let the devil frustrate me. I frustrate the devil. Why are you going to let the devil frustrate you? You're supposed to frustrate the devil. Because greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. You got to frustrate the devil. Don't never let the devil frustrate you. Because that's what, when people coming on your mind and sort that, that's the devil trying to frustrate you. No, 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 devil. You go somewhere else. You go mess with somewhere else because you ain't got no room over here. There's no place over here for you. Go somewhere else, devil. Father, I ask you to bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us when we come and bless us when we go. God, come here to make us the head and not the tail. Set us above and not beneath, Lord God. Father, we pray that you'll make us the lenders and not the boys. God, we are praying for blessings to come to us, not so that we can be braggadocious. We don't want to brag about what we have or get, Lord, but we want to be able to bless those that are less fortunate than us, Lord. And we can only do that when you bless us, oh God. God, you said you would give seed to the sower. God, I love to sow. My heart is to sow into those that need, Lord God, that they would say, yes, there's a man of God in this city. He always gives to the poor, Lord Jesus. Father, I just ask, oh, God, as you do this, Lord, God, we will continue. I say that in 21 days. They say this thing moving so fast. Oh, so much stuff going to happen in 21 days in this country. Lord, I just, Lord, show me 4 months, the 4 months of this year. It's going to lead us into January, going to be the hardest 4 months of the United States ever experienced. I've been to that conference, and I heard some stuff. Lord Jesus, I'm not afraid of what they say going to happen. I'm prepared for what's going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? That's why God puts us in certain circles. He puts us in certain circles. I'm telling you all, as children of God, we are all children of God. I'm not on no pedestal. Don't put me there. You're not one because I'm not going to put you there.
Amen.
But we are all children of God. We are all children of God. Let us stay ready. How are you going to stay ready, Apostle? I'm glad you asked that. Stay in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. Stay on your knees.
Stay in the Word.
I was just looking at my right knee. Yeah, that's my God, my right knee is peeling. Peeling. Because the more you go down on your knees, they start to peel. They get callous on your knee. Hallelujah. You got to stay on your knees. Every time you feast up, go on your knees. Talk to the Father. Talk to him. In the bathroom, talk to him. In the shower, talk to him. In the bathtub, talk to him. In the kitchen, talk to him. In the living room, wherever you are, talk to him. Talk to him. You got to stay ready. You got to keep your connection open. Don't close your connection. Don't get so busy that you close your connection with God because the world will make you close your connection. Hear what I'm telling you. It will make you, the stuff that's going on in this country right now will make you close your connection. You say, well, Lord, why is all this stuff happening? He already told you in the Bible that these things going to happen. He said these things must happen before he comes. He said there's going to be storms. He said there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. There's going to be Palestine, earthquakes in diverse places, pestilence. He said all these things going to happen. Pestilence is plagues. He said all these things must happen before I come. So why are we surprised? And we getting all bent out of shit because there's a plague after plague. How much did Pharaoh get? 10? We only got 3 so far. 7 more coming.
My Lord.
7 more coming. So what we got to do, we got to prepare.
That's right, prepare.
They tell us in the meeting, they tell us on Saturday morning, say, look, you don't know what's going on. The stuff that's coming is so heavy right now, it's coming, that people are walking around like their heads cut off. They don't know which way it's up. He said, but we're telling you these things, that the government's already planning all these things because they want to control the people. They want the people to become like robots. Many people are going to die. Many people are going to die in this country. Many.
That's right.
And all over the world because they're trying to control. They want to get to the one world order. And you know the reason why they're coming against President Trump, because he wants to break that cycle. Mm-hmm. He don't want to allow them to have the one world order. That's why he's talking about Jesus. He's talking about the one and true God. They're talking about Satan and all the satanic agenda. This is what this stuff was all about. They're trying to get satanic agenda moving. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But
yes,
God
yes.
said there's many people in the earth. God said there's many people in the earth that need to be saved.
Amen.
And the only way it can happen, you got to have a man in the White House or a woman in the White House that's going to stand for righteousness. And look, some people say, the man says on Saturday. People said, well, President Trump, he did this and he did that. I said, but don't say what President Trump did. What do you do? What do you do? You know? Look at the sin that you do, that I did. We pointed a finger at President Trump. And we said we weren't going to vote for him because he grabbed a woman's private parts. And he called women different names. But look at who we vote for. We vote for a satanic-minded president and vice president. We vote for that. Killing the babies, causing abortions, and sanctioning abortions, and sanctioning same-sex marriage and all that stuff. Everything that's contributed to God's word. God said, I want a man in his house that's going to stand up for me. He is not perfect. If you go and read the book of Daniel, I think it's about up to 7 or 8, somewhere around there. I can't remember right off the top of my head, but I just heard it. And you would say that King Darius was a wicked man. But who did God use? God used this wicked man to rescue Israel from exile. He rescued Israel from in Babylon. God used a wicked man. Because the Bible says he used the foolish thing of the world to come from the wife. The reason why a lot of Christians vote for this man that's in the house right now, because they don't study the Bible. Most of them don't study the Bible, Apostle. Most of them go to church. To the church building, and they hear the preacher, the bishop, the apostle, the evangelist, the teacher, whoever preaching, and they say, my pastor, my bishop, preach a good word. Oh, I love my bishop. I love my pastor. Preach a very strong word, but guess what? They don't get back home and open the Bible for themselves and say, let me see where the pastor was preaching from.
That's
let me look
true.
At the text that he was preaching and see what the Holy Ghost showed me. Let me see if he put how much of himself is on the word and let them the Holy Ghost. In the book of Acts, the Bible said that the Berean church loved the word. They loved the word the apostle was preaching. But the Bible said they searched the scriptures daily. They were hearing the apostles and they loved what the apostle was preaching, but they searched the scriptures to see what the apostle was preaching, if it was the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like the word of God, but are you sure it's the word of God? Because you heard it. You go back and look. You know, when Apostle Millie is preaching, I'm taking notes. When Apostle Washington is preaching, I'm taking notes. Why? Because when I get in here and I lay in this bed by myself, I'm going to break open my Bible. Either on the computer or my hard copy. I'm going to look over the scripture for myself. I want to see if I get in what God is saying. People vote. They say they vote their conscience. We ought to vote God's word, not vote conscience. Vote according to what God requires. Don't vote for anybody you feel like because they talk well. Politicians talk well. Now look at the word of God and see if they, what they're saying ain't with God. Then the people talk about unity. You know, that's one of the things that President Biden talked about. He's our president. And we respect him. He talked about uniting the country. Look and see how divided the country is right now. They're saying one thing but doing something else. That's the devil. The devil show you something that look good. But if you turn the other side of the picture the devil show you, you will see how demonic it is. It look real good. It look real good on the front page. But just flip the page over the devil page and you will see it's all demonic in the backside because it desires to get your soul. Show you something that look good. No, 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 no. Watch what's happening now. Watch what's happening in the next two months. This president going to raise the taxes so high you're not going to be able to buy your own food.
Jesus.
He'll say, oh, but he giving us stimulus. He giving us stimulus. But do you know they got to pay back that stimulus? How you going to pay it back? You're going to pay it back because they're going to raise the taxes very high. You're going to not be able to purchase the food when you go to the grocery store. When you used to have a big basket, you're going to have a little basket because you can't buy enough anymore. Because the taxes on the food, taxes on gasoline, taxes on your the oil for your house, the taxes for the gas for your house. If you got gas heat, oil heat or electric heat, all that tax is going up high, sky high. All this to talk to Buddha Saab. And people are sitting down on their hands, not seeing what the devil is doing. The devil give you, he'll give you an inch, but he'll take a mile. People say, well, I don't got to go back to work. I'm getting unemployment. And look, I'm getting more money on unemployment than I was making when I was working.
Yeah.
But watch it, see. See, they stopped the unemployment now. People are losing their apartments right here in Boston. People are losing their homes, Apostle. They're losing their homes. They're getting put out of their apartments because they can't pay for the rent. When they say, well, they put a moratorium on the rent and the mortgages, so people didn't have to pay their mortgages and they didn't have to pay their rent. They said, well, we got a good president looking out for us. But now the moratorium is lifted. People, the landlords want their money because they got to pay the bank. They got to pay the bank.
Yes, sir.
And so if the people ain't have the money, the government is not giving them $10,000, $12,000 to pay the rent. The government's not giving them $15,000, $20,000 to pay their mortgage to catch up. So they got to give up their house. They're going to pack up their stuff and hit the street. So we're going to have thousands of homeless people on the street. They don't have enough shelter to put families, husband and wife and the kids in. They don't have enough shelter. Watch and see what's going to happen. All this stuff they said is going to happen real fast. And it's already starting to happen here in Boston, Massachusetts. Glory to God. You can't, if you take out water from a well, listen to me, and I'm going to close. If you take out water from the well and you don't put no water back in the well, what do you think going to happen? The well going to dry up. The well going to dry up. You keep drawing water from the well. You don't put, no rain don't fall to the back of that well. What's happening? The well going to dry up. But that's the same way. Every time you're looking around, they're printing money. But they don't have no money. They don't have no gold. They don't have no gold to weigh out for the money that they're writing. So what's going to happen? The country's totally bankrupt. We're just writing checks. We're writing blank checks. So we own other countries. All countries own other countries for the blank checks that we're writing. So who got to pay? We got to pay. Taxpayers got to pay. You hear he says? He raising taxes on everybody. Everybody, and not 5%. One place he said 14% or 15%. That's higher than any other president ever raised. People of God, I'm telling you all, be ready. There's a place called the Patriots, a company called the Patriots. It's Christian people, and they got all this food. I had some last year. I had some. They sent me some samples, and I mean, they got all this stuff. They got rice and soup and all that stuff. It's in powdered form. And once you add a little water, man, that thing is some. I had some chicken stuff. It's chicken broth. I mean, it was powdered. Once you put a little water, man, that thing was real good. And you can order that stuff. on the internet and not a whole lot of money. You have a lot of stuff that you can make foofy. I'm going to get a lot of that stuff too. I'm going to get some of that stuff. I'm going to get some of that stuff. But I'm telling you all, just get ready. Stay ready. And if you got a freezer, and you know any place, any farm that sell meat and stuff, man, go by there. You go to the farms that sell meat and stuff. It's organic, organic meat. Buy your meat and buy your chicken and stuff and start putting it in your freezer. You know, pack up your freezer till you have food for your family. He got the farmers paying the farmers millions of dollars to kill the food, to destroy their crops. You're not hearing it on Facebook. Nobody's telling you that on the web. I said, my God, this president, an evil president, and they're killing all the farmers, they're destroying their crops, all the vegetables and stuff. That should be going to the supermarket. Anywhere you go, you can't find this vegetable. You can't find that. They destroy it. The man says, he's going to understand why the president will do this. Give him money. He said, well, we pay you to destroy your crops. Because what they want to do, they want to bring a food shortage. They're bringing it. Not wanted. They're bringing a food shortage. The more you go to the supermarket, you're going to see the supermarket shelves have less and less food on the shelves. Because that's what they're doing. But, Father, we know that you're going to take care of us because you said, you'll never leave us or forsake us. You said you'll always supply our needs according to your riches and glory. Amen. And even as we leave this line, but not your presence, because we know you're always everywhere that we go, you're there. We're trusting in you. Amen. We're depending on you, Lord God. You said to trust in you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And you said in all our ways, acknowledge you, you will direct our path. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest and abide upon us, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Remember to tell someone that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. And maybe the word that you speak into somebody's ear gate today that will make all the difference in their lives. It might stop someone from committing suicide. It might stop someone from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into someone's home and committing some heinous crime. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Why did Jesus say that? Because Jesus knows that all of us have some bad works in our flesh. And he's saying, so let your good works be seen. Your good works will glorify the Father. Somebody will say, what must I do to be saved? I love you guys so much, but remember, God loves you more. I shall talk to you all tomorrow. I don't know if Apostle Washington going to bring the word tomorrow. If he doesn't bring the word, I'll bring the word tomorrow. I know Apostle Millie going to come back in another day. So we are talking to you all. Amen. Be safe. And whatever you do, if you're out there and you got to go somewhere, wear your mask. Because the stuff is out in the atmosphere. You're protecting your lungs, protecting yourself, okay? Don't fight with nobody. If somebody don't have a mask, don't question them. You just make sure you have yours on. Because people are stabbing people when they're asked about the mask and shooting people and stuff, okay? I don't want to hear that one of you all got shot or got stabbed, and I got to fly to your state to accomplish your, assist your family. Don't do that. If you don't, person don't have a mask, make sure you stay clear of them and make sure your mask is on. Okay? Amen. God bless you all. I love you guys so much.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.